Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was waiting for Aaron Tippett, but Kev's kind of anti-Aaron Tippett today, I guess, huh? I'm not hearing Kev, by the way, so maybe that's why we're not hearing Aaron Tippett. Yeah, sounds like he's way, way in the distance. But Todd and I are here, by golly, at the Bismarck Event Center for the 45th annual K-Fire Agra International. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Fantastic. You know, this has got to be the warmest Agra International I remember.
Seriously?
Yeah. I know, because usually it's like bitter cold wind.
Or the,
well, that too.
The weather outside.
The weather outside. Well, I mean, both.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned the heart, yeah.
Right, exactly. Our hearts are warm.
Our hearts are warm.
And large for the audience we love.
Absolutely.
On What's on Your Mind. Exactly right.
Plus, I'm thankful we didn't end up with COVID 3.0 or something and another year to goof that up. I mean, we're wide open. Come on in.
Come on in. K-Fire Agra International today and tomorrow at the Bismarck Events Center. And they have very good seminars here, plus an exhibit hall full of everything you could possibly want or need. Right there.
Plus the arena.
And some great resources, yes, in the arena and the exhibit hall.
So yeah.
It's pretty dang cool. Let me just tell you, they're doing pesticide certifications pretty much 10 a.m. to 3 today, room 101. Freedom Financial Group is doing 10 and 11 o'clock financial and estate planning. There's the Pan-Ag and Aqua-Yield Nano-Liquid Fertilizer Seminar, room 103 at 1 o'clock. More financial and estate planning from Freedom Financial Group. And then Pipers is doing a land values and trends seminar. Those are always really, really informative.
Oh, yeah, very.
They come with great data, great information. Pipers Auction and Realty, 3:30 this afternoon, room 103. So great, great fun. Today on the program, one of the sponsors of the K-Fire Agri International, our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions are going to be here.
Fantastic.
Which is nice. Yeah, we have Farm Credit Services joining us on the show today. We have, I drove my Puckless truck here.
They're I saw that. I parked right next to it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Next to the trail bars?
Uh-huh.
We should have a little, we'll have a little duo later.
I don't know if I put any white paint from mine onto the white paint on yours. But I don't think I did, but you never know.
Exactly right. Later today, we are interviewing Donald Trump for the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday.
Oh, you lucky dog.
So, the 45th president was not available to join us live on the show, so we'll take him when we can get him. And we had some great questions yesterday from the audience.
Good deal. Fabulous
suggestions. And so if you want to call with a suggested question, you can do that today. Let me give you the 24/7 line so you can just leave your question. We'll hear them all before the interview, and Senator Kramer and I will put all those questions into a hopper and make the best use of the time with President Trump, which we'll hear.
Into the hopper?
Friday.
Are you going to pull them out of a bag or box or something?
I'll use one of the hoppers here. I'll use one of the, the hoppers.
Oh, the grain hoppers.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to shoot
one out to you.
Trying to use my ag lingo for you, Todd. Here's the telephone number. You can call this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week about anything.
Oh, of course.
For the show. But if you have a specific question for President Trump you'd like us to ask, get those in before about 2 o'clock this afternoon. 855-200-1776, okay? 855-200-1776 is the number, and you'll go through the prompts and you'll be able to leave us a message here. We'd like to have those. So it could be kind of fun. We have Governor Doug Burgum on the show today. Caught up with the governor yesterday at two events in Fargo. One, the announcement of NDSU, and the big, are you ready? $586 million gift announcement.
That's fantastic.
Whole bunch of people coming
together. Can we
put an
order for the federal government? Because maybe he could raise that many trillion and we could knock out the...
Well, it's funny. The governor talks about what this could inspire and what could be done. And he said, let's not spend the money the way we've spent money on higher ed in the past and kind of challenge people to go a different direction. So you'll hear that.
Good.
You're also going to hear the governor talk about some concerns he raised from the stage about higher education and the future of higher ed and how that's transforming and how it needs to be, you know, adjusted, shifted, transformed, I guess, for the future.
Yeah.
Barack Obama kind of ruined the word transformation. You know, when he talked about transforming America, yeah. Anytime I say transform, he didn't mean it in a good way, and I do mean
he
it
built
in a good
that.
Way. Yeah, he built that. And then we also asked the governor about the pain points we're hearing about from our listeners about the changes now required of CDL drivers and the extra training and the $1,000 cost and all of that. I asked him, you'll hear the answer to this question, I asked him, you know, should we go to court about this? Should we just, you know, like we've done with Waters of the U.S. or whatever, should we put Drew Wrigley, the U.S. attorney, to work on this one?
There you go.
You'll hear the governor's answer on that.
Looking forward to hearing that.
Coming up on the program today. And also, speaking of the $586 million, Todd, did you like my million?
Yeah, make sure to get that.
Yeah.
get that right.
Yeah, if anybody watching can see me, they'll know why I'm saying millions. For those that didn't see the movie.
I was going to say, once so many times watching that particular movie.
Anyway, we have the co-chairs of the event, the folks that were part of this fund drive. They, Todd, were the Challeys. Great story, great North Dakota success story, Bob and Sheila Challey. And they co-chaired along with the Swantech, Steve and Marianne Swantech. So if you see either of those wonderful four, tell them, nice job, way to go, fantastic. And we're going to talk with them today on the program, so we're looking forward to that as well, okay? And also, as I mentioned, our friends from North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions will be here too. So we have a busy program today, lots to do, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. How about this, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
You hungry?
Always.
Salisbury steaks sound good?
Sure.
It's worth the drive to Yulin. They have tacos there today, too. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City, exit 292. How about that? Tater Tot Hot Dish, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, meatloaf or stuffed green peppers.
There you go. Nice comfort food.
Woo!
There you go.
Is that any good or what? One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind.
Love it.
Already got a question in here for President Trump for our interview later today. By the way, it airs Friday on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer and I, okay? Let's go to South Dakota. Your question for Trump. We had a great South Dakota question yesterday, remember?
Yes.
From, why am I forgetting the town?
Groton,
thank you, Kevin. Yes,
Groton,
South Dakota. Good question. It was about Iran. That one's going to make the cut. Just about how you... here's one word that flows through everything as it pertains to the Biden administration and foreign adversaries. Do you know what the word is? It starts with an A.
No,
he's not...
Allies.
A word that starts with an A. No, appeasement.
Appeasement.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, to South Dakota we go. Give us your question. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, you talking to me?
I am, sir.
Okay. I was wondering if you could ask President Trump if he would be, if he open up to, or if he knows of the anti-globalist alliance that Archbishop Vigano has called for. He's asking, you know, the nations, the world's leaders, the ones that will, to sign on to that. And I'm wondering if he knows about it, and if he would, if he does know about it. Just something to bring up to him.
Sure. Well,
and
we know...
Another,
go ahead.
You know, you're talking about the COS, the Convention of the States?
Yes. Yep.
You want an analogy on that?
Bring it on. And okay. By the way, since you're calling from South Dakota, you're aware... that some Republicans in name only, and I'm not the one that throws that term around a lot, but, you know, there's, I forget how many senators in the state Senate in South Dakota, but only two are Democrats. The rest are Republicans,
wow.
But there's a lot that really aren't Republicans. And they stopped that, which was just crazy to me. North Dakota has it. You know, it is. It would have been the 18th state. A lot of red states are taking it on. They didn't do it. So there are issues in the state senate in South Dakota for sure amongst Republicans. Just wanted you to know that. But go ahead. Your analogy is what?
Yeah. Okay. Since you're done with football, or not really, but we'll use the football analogy.
Okay.
And we're going to call you the quarterback on the red team. And the ball gets hiked to you, and the play is called for a pass play. And you get that ball, you back up, and you look out there, and you see nothing but purple. And your team's red, and the other one's blue. Are you going to throw that ball? You need a receiver. You need a red receiver out there. And I'm afraid if you called the convention, you got to have a receiver. According to the fifth article, it's pretty open except for taxation and that sort of thing.
Well, I Sylvester, I just suggest you do some more research on this because you're missing a key component. The red states are the ones passing it, and the articles, if you will, the changes come through those red states and then go back for ratification. So Mark Levin's book is the best one on this. He just knocks it out of the park related to any of the quote-unquote concerns that people raise. It's just uninformed. And Schoenbeck and Johnson were two of the worst out there. Vote them out. Ridiculous. South Dakota. More coming up.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Or as Todd Mitchell would say, IAQ. Smart dude, you are. indoor air quality.
Where'd you ever get that idea?
IAQ. But the real experts, ladies and gentlemen, are...
I have a low IAQ.
H.J. Thompson and Sons, because I don't know if you've heard, but there's this pandemic, and it's in the air, and there's flu, and there's always was mold, viruses, they come and go. The best way to protect yourself, your business, your home, this is the same they're doing in schools now and long-term care facilities, indoor air quality. They're the experts. From, you know, the very modest price all up to the biggest industrial pieces, they can do it. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Governor Doug Burgum, in a moment, on yesterday's biggest gift ever, collectively, the largest capital campaign of any in the history of
fantastic.
Of higher education, North Dakota at NDSU yesterday.
It's really going to help.
But first we have to talk to Jesse from Western Frontier Insurance Agency. Jesse, nice to see you. Our first of many of the folks participating in the 45th annual K-Fire Agri International.
That's nice to be here. It's our first year actually having a booth here. We came in and going to see, there's always a lot of foot traffic. We were talking earlier here with the rest of your guys on how much this show has changed over the years and what we went through last year and the revised small show with people way far apart. And we're back to normal here now, so we can actually get to see a whole bunch of people and get foot traffic in, and it's going to be a good couple days.
So folks, to stop by and see at the Western Frontier Insurance Agency, what kind of conversations happen at the Agri International?
You know, a lot of questions on different coverages, what we have available. There's so much new technology in farming and ranching. Computer and electronics coverage has been coming more and more and becoming an issue that sometimes people don't think about. That's a specialty coverage that farmers and ranchers didn't have to worry about. You've got GPS units, you've got specific seed monitors where you're precision farming. They've got a booth down by us where you can pretty much count out by the centimeter where those seeds are getting put, and all that stuff is a challenge to get insured.
And that's why you're the person that's going to say, okay, do you have this? Do you have that? You're going to prompt those. You're going to prompt those answers, right?
It gets to be a deeper and deeper conversation every year. It's not just one tractor and one bull and two horses in your land. There's a lot of stuff out there.
That's a good thing. Stop by and see Jesse, and from the perspective of the vendors here, this show is the place to be, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. It's a great show. There's everything you need here as a farmer and rancher. You know, we've got a lot of things in the South Hall. The North Hall is expanded and bigger and full this year. A lot of good things. There's some giveaways at our booth. You can come and register. We're giving away a 55-inch TV at the end of tomorrow.
Woo!
So come on by the Western Frontier Insurance booth. See Warren or Todd or myself and sign up. Sign up for a TV.
Me? We could have used that last weekend to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Rams, you know, sneaking it out.
Good game.
Bengals, yeah.
Uh-huh. I like to see an actual challenge instead of just a whooping. It was a good game.
The game was way better than the commercials.
The commercials have went downhill so bad.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And the halftime show, yeah. I saw a great thing. If you're 40 years old or younger, you love the halftime show. If you're 41 years old or older, you could have just left it alone.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, bottom line, if you like the music, you probably like the show.
Yeah,
if you hate the music, you hate the show. So
no different.
It's too polarizing.
No different than when they have the Rolling Stones
so
on.
We've done that genre. Now we can move on to a different genre for the next few years.
Kevin Flynn taught me to quit dissing the show yesterday because, like you say,
you're never
going to
please everybody.
Hey, I'm 58. Yeah, like I dug it, but I also realize it ain't for everybody.
Yeah, but you're a radio guy. All radio guys love all music.
Nah, I don't know. No, most.
You know you're a Rick
Kevin
Astley
Kevin Flynn
fan.
Saying that really as well. So, but
did you catch that? He said, you know you're a Rick Astley fan. Come on, admit it.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
I'm never going to give you up.
Thanks, Jesse.
You bet. Thanks, you guys.
Good to see you. Come on out to K-Fire Agri International. Todd has freebies here today.
Sure do.
I brought copies of my book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America.
Who brought those?
Todd brought them, actually, but I'll sign them for you. Yes, Todd did. He brought them, exactly. Okay, let's catch up with Governor Burgum. Big announcement yesterday for his alumnus, NDSU. What's on your mind about the big day, Governor Burgum?
Well, incredible campaign, $586 million, 15,000 donors from across North Dakota and across the nation. This is obviously a new day, new beginning when you've got this kind of capital to invest in students, invest in research, invest in the things that we do in North Dakota, which is feed and fuel the world. So exciting day for North Dakota State, exciting day for the state of North Dakota.
And obviously, you have some cheerleading background here. So today was easy to cheerlead, right?
Yeah, literally as a cheerleader for the NSU Bison football. Played football as a freshman, cheerleader, sophomore, junior, senior year when I was in college here back in the 70s. It's easy to be a cheerleader today, but obviously gratitude going out to the NDSU leadership and the campaign chairs, the Challies, the Swantecs, and all the people who were involved in this thing and all the corporate partners. But really, it goes back to entrepreneurs and innovators. I mean, these are to raise this kind of money, not only need breadth, 15,000 different donors, you've got to have depth with people that can step up who've had incredible success in their life and want to give back to the school and want to give back to the state. And that's that creates a competitive advantage going forward in a time when higher education is getting more and more competitive.
You talked from the stage about concerns about higher ed trends. Tell us more about what worries you most about that.
Well, I closed. I mean, it's a day of celebration, day of gratitude, but I also closed with a challenge, which is we can't use this money to do things the way we've always done them, particularly when you got demographic challenges, economic challenges, cultural challenges, and technological challenges that are basically blowing up the entire, you know, go to school for 4 years between 18 and 24, and then you're going to have a, you know, get a job the rest of your life. That's just not the way the world works anymore. We need to serve, you know, 18 to 65 or older. I mean, with certificate programs, retraining people. Our universities have got to figure out a way to do it better and more efficiently, because there's all kinds of lower cost alternatives to getting certificates, say in computer science in 16 weeks that gives you the same job as a 4-year degree in computer science. Kids are smart. They'll get the 16-week certificate and get the same $70,000 job in cybersecurity that they would go into school for 4 years, and they might be more current. And then, of course, culturally, there was a time when you could just count on the fact that every parent was going to tell their kid to go to college, and now that's changing because people know and kids know that there's a lot of different alternatives. And, of course, with technology, every one of our 11 schools in the state of North Dakota that are state-sponsored universities all had, to some degree, a regional they had specialties, but they had also had regional monopolies. They had a lot of students within 60 miles of those campuses, and that doesn't exist anymore with the world of online, when students in North Dakota can go to school anywhere in the world, and people anywhere in the world could be going to school at a North Dakota place, North Dakota's university. So we just have to think completely differently about the physical footprint of these campuses and how that relates to their mission. So I hope that these dollars go into innovation, go into research, go into scholarships, go into attracting great faculty, and because it's, in many cases, we don't need more buildings. We need more innovation.
You have taken that vision and suggested some different models of governance. Talk about where that effort is at and what you still would like to see happen in that regard for governing North Dakota's 11 institutions of higher ed.
Well, it's not just the higher ed, it's just the whole state. I mean, you kind of build up government services based on, hey, we build a building, you put people in that building from 9 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday. The state of North Dakota owns 24 million square feet of space. I think one thing we saw in COVID is that every corporation figured out, wow, I probably don't need all the space that I have, or maybe I need, you know, more logistic space and less office space. But it's a different mix, but I think we've got to take a hard look at that. I think there's an opportunity for us literally to reduce the footprint by millions of square feet of space in North Dakota.
Interesting. Did you have any idea that the state of North Dakota owns that much actual square footage of space? 24 million square feet. We'll pick up this conversation with Governor Burgum on the other side of the break, live from Bismarck today on What's on Your Mind.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com, and join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to posture against their Ukrainian neighbor, U.S. and U.K. leaders have said not all hope is lost for a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but warn the situation remains fragile. In a 40-minute phone call, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson agreed a deal was still possible despite warnings of imminent Russian military action. Russia's foreign minister said yesterday diplomacy was far from exhausted. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on new revelations in the John Durham investigation. The probe has uncovered evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to have Trump campaign servers and then the presidential servers spied upon.
I would expect there to be, quite a few more indictments. I think this conspiracy, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy, is broad and deep.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind from the Cape Fire Agra International, Scott Hanna, Todd Mitchell, inviting you to stop by and buy and see us today. Tomorrow, we will be here. Texter says, higher education has become nothing but a money-making scheme and indoctrination factories for these liberal communities. We're talking higher ed with Governor Doug Burgum on the heels of a big announcement yesterday at NDSU. $586 million. The number just is mind-boggling. And we're going to talk more about it with Governor Burgum. Prompted a question related to how higher ed should change and could use these dollars differently. Texter says, Scott, how come you're not talking about the Durham report? Everyone needs to know what has been done to this country. Thanks, Russ from Dickinson. Yeah, we're drinking from a fire hose of topics right now, and that question will come up with President Trump later today in our exclusive interview on What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon, yours truly, and Senator Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday. So trust me, that will come up, and you're right, we got to get to that topic and many more. Today we're talking North Dakota-centric topics of the Cape Fire Agri International. More of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. He talked before the break about, not only do we have to do higher ed differently as far as bricks and mortar, we have to do the entire way that the state thinks differently. 24 million in square feet of space maybe made sense pre-COVID. Does it anymore? More with the governor.
And in many cases, we have to figure out a way to do the same work for the citizens, but do it with fewer people. Do it more with, provide a service 7x24, literally online, at home when people aren't working, get your driver's license, your hunting license and all that stuff, as opposed to having to go, wait in line someplace. So there's just a lot of things we've got to rethink how we deliver government services. And COVID has certainly been an accelerant, is the polite way to say that, but it's been a huge impetus for us to think differently about how we deliver these services and how do we do it better and cheaper with fewer taxpayer dollars.
As far as your vision specifically for higher ed, what can be done? What would you like to see happen specifically with governing higher ed differently in these challenging times?
Well, from the governance, thank you, Scott, we got a model. I mean, it was created in 1939. I mean, people were upset, that Governor Langer, you know, fired a professor at NDSU, so they created a fourth branch of government called the State Board of Higher Education. Seven individuals. At that time, we had, you know, about 5,000 students in the state. Now we got 45,000 students, and we still have a 1939 governance model. And it's with seven people, we can't even get representation from all of our schools on that board. And of course, the missions around some of our 2- and 4-year schools have to be strictly tied, you know, to workforce. I mean, the polytechnic vision we're talking about, I mean, we've got 30,000 plus jobs available in our state, and we're a state where we spend a ton of money on education. Between K-12 and higher ed, it's approaching 50% of the general fund our state spends on education. We invest in education. But if we're investing all that in education and the people that are coming out of that system don't have the skills to fill the jobs in North Dakota that are available, that would move our economy forward, move our businesses forward, you know, then there's some missing connection there that we need to really focus on. So the governance model needs to change to get updated into the 21st century, and we've got our universities have got to really be focused on workforce and connecting with employers and with community, and we're seeing that in part with what the legislature passed, the $80 million going to career and technical education. Think of that as a slice that's between K-12 and higher ed that's going to help people be workforce ready, not just college ready. You know, that's going to be an investment that's one-to-one match. Grand Forks raised their $10 million in 71 days from the business community to help apply for their $10 million grant for CTE. I mean, that's how much demand there is from the private sector. So we can leverage taxpayer dollars with one-to-one matches through the innovative legislation that we just passed in the special session.
All right, and more on that in the coming weeks and months for sure, and obviously it'll be a big part of the upcoming special session as well. I think you know, the disruption that has happened in higher ed is pretty obvious. So to innovate with these new dollars is pretty extraordinary. Before the governor goes, we want to ask about a pain point we're hearing a lot about from the trucking community, from the small businesses, from agriculture. It's the new federal rules that have taken effect related to training CDL drivers. Who needs them? The extra training necessary, not enough trainers, everything else. My question to you, Governor, what do we do about it?
Well, this is classic. We've talked about this, I think, every time I'm with you. But, you know, the Biden administration, you know, their solution to everything is more regulation, more rules. You know, they're trying to drive their agenda through regulation that is, whether it's how they're allocating the funds, you know, from the unquote infrastructure, where they're allocating it to, it's all biased towards the agenda that they have. And this is another example at a time when everybody knows that, you know, a year ago, average citizen probably couldn't know what supply chain meant. They just knew that there was, when they went to the store, there was always goods there. When they ordered something, it would show up. Now I think the nation's become educated on supply chain, and what do you need to make supply chain happen? You need truck drivers. You need CDL drivers. What does the administration do? Make it harder to become a CDL driver. It makes absolutely no sense.
Unless you're trying to, you know, either buck up unions or disrupt the economy or what? I mean, is it intentional?
Well, certainly, I mean, right in some of the infrastructure grants that they're giving, they give more points. They give more points if it goes towards union labor. So the answer is yes. I mean, their agenda is trying to build it in to how they're doing the grant applications. But on the CDL thing makes no sense. I mean, 3 weeks ago, North Dakota Highway Patrol, North Dakota DOT, Ag Commissioner Goring, myself, our office, the four of us sent a letter. We've been proactively. We're trying to identify, you know, the people in North Dakota. There's over 1,500 whose CDL license had lapsed in the last 3 years, but they weren't of retirement age. We reached out to all 1,500 of them. We got 75 of them in to take their test and get recertified before the new regs came into place. We're working with the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute to try to get more testing done. We saw this deadline coming. We got 3,000 people through the testing regime before the new regs went in. But we got to keep pushing against the Biden administration, because these things are not productive. And they're not making the roads necessarily safer. I mean, there isn't an argument that you can make in here, because this hasn't been an issue. We've got an issue with road safety and Vision Zero, but it's not truck drivers that are the problem with that. I mean, typically this is not where the accidents are happening. So we're just going to keep pushing, but it's, you know, I said, you know, I was in D.C. 10 days ago, and we had a chance to meet with a half a dozen you know, secretaries. I was on the phone last Friday with Secretary Mayorkas and Secretary Buttigieg, you know, regarding the Canadian border issue and that. You know, and again, there's just there's all kinds of things that are being, you know, the approach here, you know, is not working. It's not working, and we got to keep pushing back.
One suggestion, I know the late Attorney General Wayne Stengem, obviously, you heard a lot about some things we'd even forgotten about, is his legacy in fighting this bureaucracy in court, right? Waters of the U.S., Clean Power Plan, even against the federal government and getting reimbursements for the whole DAPL protest that they partially caused. Would you support a legal angle? Is this something for Attorney General Wrigley to take on to maybe get to court on this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we have to try, you know, economic, political, legal pressure. I mean, we just have to use all the tools that are at our disposal as a state to keep pushing back on this thing. And again, it's just, again, there isn't. The federal answer of one size fits all for a nation as complex as ours just doesn't make any sense when they keep trying to do this, whether it's border issues, whether it's CDL issues, whether it's some of these infrastructure rules that they're trying to tack onto the infrastructure bill. Doesn't make any sense. And again, we know as governors that, and this is one thing I think that governors of both parties could probably agree to, is, you know, give the states the flexibility and we'll make sure the dollars are spent well within our own states.
Fascinating conversation, and I think that can happen soon enough. Drew Wrigley, the new Attorney General in North Dakota, will join us tomorrow to pick up on that point. We hear you, folks. We know what a disruptor this is for business, for agriculture, and we're going to stay on this dog on bone for you. We're at the K-Fire Agri International today. Coming up, Samantha Rebel, Associate Director for the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, will join us, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team say, you buy anything at MyPillow right now, use the promo code Scott automatically into your cart free, a copy of Mike's book, From Crack Addict to CEO, What Are the Odds? An Incredible Life Story. So the book is free. You know, give it to a youngster. Say, tough times are going to happen. This will be a good blueprint for you on how somebody else got through some tough times. And, of course, the sheets, the sleepwear, all the bedding, all at incredible savings right now. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, and frankspeech.com, the election integrity headquarters for all things the fake news media won't tell you. Use the promo code Scott at all of those, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, let's get the Challeys in here. And Bob and Sheila Challey were the co-chairs of this incredible effort at NDSU. We had a chance to catch up with them in Frisco to talk about the anticipation for this big day. We had no idea what the number was going to be, but it ended up being $586 million. So Sheila and Bob Challey joining us to talk a little bit about this. Sheila, how does it feel?
What a wonderful day this has been. So exciting, and I think we're all just revitalized. Best day ever.
Best day ever. Not bad. Bob, was it hard work?
I did all the hard work for this campaign, you know.
You did, yeah. What, was it hard work, or heavy lifting to do it, or was it actually pretty easy once you got people connected to the cause?
It was not easy. It was a hard job, especially you consider we went 2 years in the COVID stuff without, you know, having a chance to get in front of anybody in person. And this kind of a result is really remarkable.
What has NDSU meant to you?
Oh, I think if you ask anybody that you get the same kind of answer. It was my foundation. It was where my family went to school and where I grew up and what I learned here and the people I met, the professors, the staff and faculty and my students, fellow students. It meant a whole lot in my life and career, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
And Sheila, I understand that you are an alumnus by marriage, is that right?
That's correct. I've been coming here for over 30 years, so I feel like I'm one of the herd at this point.
And just bring me inside the conversations that happen to get to a number like this and how, you know, the ball just starts rolling down the hill and takes over. Tell us a little bit about how you did it.
I just think that the challenge definitely that we came up with really helped. That in itself brought in $500 million. I'm sorry, $50 million.
The challenge to say, if you donate, I'll donate.
Yes, exactly. And I think that got people just thinking about making plans for the future. They hadn't maybe thought about it before. And then when the number kept getting bigger, it was just, I think, the enthusiasm was there and people jumped on board.
So is it hard asking people for money?
No, if you really believe in what you're asking for, and we, you know, we really try to emphasize the students, especially people that were here. They know, you know, the little bit of help or big help that they get can mean everything.
And how would you answer that question, whether it's hard to ask people for money?
I think it's hard to ask people for money, generally. I do that in my business, so I've had some experience at that. But I think if you talk about the return that they get, whether it's, you know, good feelings or
coming up,
you see the signs everywhere. Strata, what are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-price fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size tongue pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or a hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Osaunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Name that tune, Todd Mitchell. How many notes do you need?
I'm with you tonight. I'll take you on
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty.
He said it, by the way. You couldn't hear him, but he said Petty.
Yeah, I did say Petty.
Exactly right. Kevin knows. We can't ask him, or it'd be cheating.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that would be.
Apparently, you don't know how the answer goes, Todd.
Why?
You don't know how it feels.
Yeah, I like that. There you go.
I like that. Exactly right. All right. Back on What's on Your Mind, a few text comments coming in here today. What an ignorant statement by the governor. To assume that just a while ago average North Dakotans didn't know what a supply chain is insulting the average North Dakotan. I think the population of North Dakota as a whole is smarter and more informed than for what she gives credit. I didn't take it the way you take it. I took it that supply chain is now like, what the 2020-2021 word phrase of the year, right?
Yeah.
Not that we didn't know ultimately what a supply chain was.
Yeah, I didn't take it as if they didn't know. I took it as if it's not really top of their mind.
Yeah.
It's not anything we really have to think about normally.
Texture says the truck driver issue is because the supply shortage doesn't matter. The government power over the people is what the leaders care about because of the COVID problem the government created. Yeah, well, I think he'd agree with that. Texture says, with the amount of money raised for Andy Assu, does that signal there's enough money available to make the next step up into the sports division? Good question. I addressed that with Matt Larson yesterday and said, hey, you're only halfway here to the FBS now. Make the move. So, anyway, 10 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at UMary. UMary.edu is where tomorrow starts. Your tomorrow. And by the way, just in what you do in life, get you credit towards that next degree. Whether it's a certificate, a master's degree, your undergrad, whatever, they can do it for you. UMary.edu to find out more. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT. UMary.edu. All right, more with the Challeys. Bob and Sheila Challey, co-chairs for this $586 million gift to NDSU yesterday, who have been big donors themselves. Ask them just about the return on investment people get by giving in this level of magnitude. Bob finishes his answer here.
I think that's the answer. They have to have be reminded of what kind of return on their investment they get. So it's you get in front of a friend. You know, somebody once said to me, well, what if you raise money from your friends and things don't work out? And I said, well, what should I raise money from my enemies? You can't, but it's hard to ask a friend sometimes for money, but it's really, you have to make your case, and I think we did that extremely well in this campaign.
And people here in this part of the world, alumnus of NDSU, and for that matter, just in the DNA of North Dakota, is a very charitable, generous group, isn't it?
It's a very generous group. We also think, though, it's a little bit of a modest group. When you're a California resident for so long, you see so many immodest people who show all the wealth they have plus what they borrowed and their car is mortgaged and all the rest. When you get back here, people are pretty close to the vest with their money in a lot of cases. So I think getting through some of that in this estate legacy challenge that we did was really an important thing, because we got people to say, okay, I've got something there in the background and I'm willing to give it to you later. And I think that was great.
What are you most excited about the good this $586 million will do, Sheila?
I'm so excited for the students and for the faculty, and maybe get... more professors. Also, we are very excited about expanding and renovating the School of Music. So that's kind of the thing that we... one of our favorite areas.
The Challey School of Music, right?
Correct.
Yeah, how exciting is that? And you have a son who's part of the world famous marching band at NDSU, right? The Gold Star Marching Band.
Yes, he is a part of that, and there'll be an announcement in a day or two on his new status over there. He's enjoying himself as a faculty member, and we, as Sheila mentioned, we are looking forward to doubling the size of the School of Music in the next couple of years. So we've got a building project that we're cooking on, and it's going to be very exciting.
So talk about how a North Dakota kid gets to California, a little bit about your story, and then build what you've built to be able to give back.
Well, I applied to a bunch of graduate schools all over the country, and my friend and dean and advisor, Dr. Sugihara, who's famous upon the campus, said, well, you better go to Berkeley because it's the toughest school. And so I took his advice, and off to the West Coast I went and to be in graduate school as a chemist, of all things. And one thing led to another, and a little bit stint in the Army and a little bit of I got into business there. And I got in an investment business and found that I was fascinated with it and that I could do well at it. And so I just ended up staying in California. But sometime 30 or 40 years ago, a guy named Buck Gallagher gave me a call and said, hey, you're on the foundation committee. You're a trustee. He didn't even ask me. Buck just said, you're on there. Show up. And he told me the meeting date and hung up. So I showed up, and since then I've been on the foundation board, and Sheila has been with me on all of it. We have been to almost every meeting together over these last 35 years or something. And so we kind of became a fixture, I think, and that's how we got back. And now all our friends are here.
What a great team those two are, Bob and Sheila Chelly. Amazing.
So great.
It's a great story, of just humble beginnings and great success. Both the full interview with Governor Burgum and the Challies on our social media and website. More coming
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.